Hosea Perek Yud Aleph, HaKadosh Baruch Hu explains through Hosea why the punishment has to be so harsh. And it's because he loves us so much and singled us out for special attention, for a fate of eternity that other nations do not share. Ki na'ar Yisrael ve'ohavehu. Because when Yisrael was young, when Yisrael was a na'ar, some say that it means when we had nothing, min no'ar, when we didn't have anything yet. We were like a young child. We were pure. We hadn't done any averos. And I loved you. I loved him. U'mitzrayim karasi livni, and from Mitzrayim I called my son. Through the Nevi'im, through the Torah. But what was their response? Beis karu lahem. The more they called to them, kein holchu mipneihem, the more they went away from them. They, in this case, is the Nevi'im. The more Nevi'im called upon them to teach them the right way to act, to teach them the right way to be, the more they went away from them. The more they ran away to bring Lava'ala Mizabechu, to bring sacrifices, to slaughter sacrifices for Baal, Balapsi Limi Katerun, and to burn incense for the graven images. The more they increased, the more they sinned against me. We have this in Parsha Shmos. The more Mitzrayim afflicted Klal Yisrael, the more they increased. But in this case, the more positive reason they had to cleave to me, the more that they ran away. And Baal, by the way, is a relatively late Avodah Zarah. That comes after some of the earlier Avodah Zarah that we did. If you consider that the Baal, the Plishti Baal, is the bugaboo of the 10 tribes for a very long time, and Achav and Omri were the ones who introduced that, Es Baal. Izebel's father, Es Baal, with the Baal. Dr. Hirsch takes it in a different direction. He says, later on when the nations called on Yisrael, Klal Yisrael changed their ways in deference to them. Mipnehem in that sense means because of. So when the other countries try to get us to fall in line with their worldview and their behavior, we do it. We change to be more like them. Why can't we be more like them? The original point in the Torah about not asking for a king just because everybody around you has a king. Gimel v'anochi sirgalti le'Ephraim. I sent to train l'ragel, a leader, to lead them, to train them. Ephraim became a position of leader under Yeravam, and that was with God's okay, God's approbation. He said, okay. Kacham al zero osav. He took them on his arms. Now he took them on his arms, Rashi says, is Moshe Rabbeinu. Like the father carrying the child, in a metaphor that Moshe Rabbeinu himself stated. Kasher Yisa es hayonek, you know. Ibn Ezra says it's a metaphor. I got him used to walking on his feet. You hold on to a young child by kind of holding his hand as he walks, or by holding both arms while he's getting the strength to walk. So I taught him how to walk. V'lo yadu ki rafasim, but they didn't know that I was the one healing them. They pretended not to know. They, of course, knew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had brought us along. But Ephraim, being trained for leadership, took it in a different direction and ran away. Dalad b'chavle adam em shechem ba'avo sos ahava. I drew them together with the cords, with the bonds that befit fathers and sons, human beings. I tried to draw him mercifully towards me. Targum Yonasan compares it to the example we had a couple of prakim ago about how Ephraim is like a heifer, like a cow that's wild. And rather than to use straps that punished the ox, I pulled it gently with cords that are more like you would use for a human being, to pull them slowly so that you're not yanking them and abusing them. Bavosos ahavo, with the bands of love. chains of love. Bo'eyah lohem kimirime oil al lechehem. But I was to them like those who put a yoke on their bridles and yank them. So in actuality, I was using the yoke to lift up their troubles, to gently pull. But they act like I'm just yoking them, like I'm a burden. Ve'at elav ochil. I extended him the ability to bear up under it. I enabled him so that I could lead him in the right direction as gently as I possibly could. Hey, lo yashuv el Eretz Mitzrayim. He's not going to get to return to Egypt. I promised him, don't go back to Eretz Mitzrayim. Ve'ashur hu malko, but Ashur is his king. They sinned. They wanted to be vassals to Ashur. I tell you, you're going to be independent. I tell you, you're going to have self-determination. And what do? You chain yourself to some other king. You ensnare yourself. Ki me'anu loshuv, because they have refused to repent. Ultimately, what it comes down to is they refuse to do tshuva. They don't want me to lead them, says God. They want everybody else to lead them except me. If you had fulfilled the Torah, you would have complete independence in every way. But now your king is Ashur, and now you are subjugated to a foreign influence, and you put yourself in that position.